Well, before I teach God's word tonight, I want to play a song for you. And what I would ask for you to do is to really grab your mind while you're listening to this song and focus, really focus on the words that you're listening to in this song. And think about how you would respond when you come face to face at the gathering together with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only I can only imagine when that day comes, when I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine.
This year is living victoriously in hope. And when we realize what we have waiting for us, when we are cognizant of who we are in Christ and that our Lord and Savior will be here at any moment, we can live a victorious life. And we would not have that. It wouldn't be available if one thing didn't happen. And that's the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, after he paid the price with his life. But because he did and God raised him from the dead, we have all the good things that God has promised us in his word. What I'd like to share tonight with you, I'm titling it Without It, dot, 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 and Because of It, dot, 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 The Resurrection. Of all of God's power that has ever been exhibited, nothing quite matches God's raising his son from the dead. This one critical act of the resurrection is something we can be extremely thankful for. As a result of God raising his son from the dead, the new birth realities that came on the day of Pentecost were first made available. And without Jesus Christ being raised from the dead, we would be missing many of them, if not all of them, of the blessings that we have now. With it, God has poured out tremendous realities and abilities. And as we look at both aspects of the resurrection, without it and because of it, we can enjoy its realities with great thankfulness to the Heavenly Father. And I think we can live this life day by day that we have, that God's called us to live in our time, that we can live victorious for him. We can do great works for him. So first, without it, without the resurrection. And the first point is our believing would be vain or empty. And we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And a number of the verses that we'll be looking at are in this chapter 15. So 1 Corinthians 15, verse 14 says, "And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain." Well, what does it mean to be vain? It's empty. There's nothing to it. It's a zero. Our believing would have no value. It would not work if Christ had not been risen. Verse 17 in that chapter says, "And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You are yet in your sins." That's not good. That's what it would be like if God did not raise Jesus Christ from the dead. Here's another point without it. Those who have fallen asleep, that have died in Christ, are perished. Chapter 15 here, 1 Corinthians, verse 18. "Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished." So you die instead of knowing the next moment Christ face to face as we do now, that would be it. That there it would be, no. We fall asleep and that's it. Can't imagine that, huh? The next point is our life would be miserable because we would not have a hope. 1 Corinthians 15, 19. "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable." If God did not raise Jesus Christ from the dead, right? Wow. Because we would be hoping in something that wasn't available. But because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, then we have hope in Christ. That's a great revelation. Here's another point of without it. Jesus Christ could not reign and destroy death, as well as put his enemies under him. 1 Corinthians 15:25-26. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. So if Jesus Christ was not raised from the dead, couldn't happen. Wouldn't happen. Now let's look at because of it, because of the resurrection. And here's a number of points because the resurrection is a reality and a truth. First, we are saved, meaning we have the fullness of the new birth realities that first came on the day of Pentecost. Romans 10:9. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Salvation has to have the resurrection in it. Anytime I hear anybody talk about getting saved or having salvation, getting born again, I'm listening for that key information on the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That is so essential. That makes all the difference. Well, here's another point. Because that God did raise him from the dead, we have justification, meaning we have the status as if we have no sins before God Almighty. That's in Romans 4:24-25. But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. We have justification. We are as we have not sinned before God, just as if we have not sinned. Pretty amazing, huh? Well, here's another point. We have peace with God and have access to him. And these verses, Romans 5:1-2, are coming right after the verses we just read in chapter 4:24-25. So Romans 5:1-2, therefore, you can see why I refer to verse 25, because we have this word therefore in verse 1. Why is therefore there? Well, because it's talking about we've been delivered for our offenses and we're raised again for our justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have what?
Peace
with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Man, oh man. Well, here's another point. We have been born again unto a living hope, a lively hope. That's in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope," a living hope, by what? The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. I mean, that nails it, doesn't it? That nails how important the resurrection is. Man, oh man. We have that living hope. And we should be so excited, so turned on each and every day, knowing that Christ could be coming back that day. He could be coming back before this teaching's over. So why not be excited about living for our Heavenly Father? Look what he did to make it all available so that we could have such great realities, great promises, and a hope that can't be beat. Well, another point because of it, because of the resurrection. We have an inheritance that is incorruptible and undefiled, and the word undefiled means not impure. In other words, it's very pure. And that does not fade away, reserved in heaven. And that's in the same area, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. And it says, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. You know, people put their money in the bank, don't they? They trust that bank will have that money there when they come back the next day or next year or 10 years, 20 years. Well, for us, our bank is in heaven, and there's no better bank than the heavenlies. And it's reserved in heaven for us, this inheritance. It's incorruptible, undefiled. It's not impure, but it's pure. And then finally, the last point I want to make, because of the resurrection, God Almighty will make alive our mortal body by His Spirit that dwells in us. Let me say that again. God Almighty will make alive our mortal body by His Spirit that dwells in us. Romans 8:11. Romans 8:11. This is God's Word, and God's Word is true. Of all the words that have ever been written, God's Word is truth. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken or make alive your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Wow, you can't beat that. Man, oh man. So this resurrection is so vital, so important, and we've got to recognize that. And as we do recognize that and really have a heart for understanding it and having it sown in the depth of our being, then we can live life victoriously. You know, the focal point in all history is God raising Jesus Christ from the dead. It provided for mankind the new birth realities, which gives man full and complete access to the Heavenly Father. All that was lost by Adam in the fall of man was regained with much more by the perfect work of Jesus Christ and God raising him from the dead. The legal price has been paid, and now God has children with His Spirit within to love and be loved by them. And didn't we hear that in the manifestations? Man, oh man, isn't that neat how God just communicates in various ways to us? Well, may we love God. I mean, really love Him because of what He sacrificed to provide for you and me this eternal life, this eternal peace with Him. So let's praise Him and love Him as long as we have breath. As it says in Psalms 150, verse 6, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So Heavenly Father, we are so grateful and thankful that You raised Jesus Christ from the dead and opened up the great truths and realities of the new birth, of the hope of Christ's return. Wow, we're just in awe, Father, of Your love, Your grace, Your mercy, Your power, Your care and concern for us. So we love you, Father, and we just endeavor to be our best, knowing these great truths, and can live victorious each and every day until Christ comes back for all of us.